Mercy. Mercy.
Hello, music lovers, and thank you for tuning in to EastLAReview.com internet radio station. It's time for another session of Vinyl Classics, and for all you people who love to hear good jazz, we got something really special for you today. We have an album that's called The Cannonball Adderley Quintet, Mercy, 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 which was recorded live at the club in Chicago, Illinois, in July of 1966. This album was released on the Capitol label in stereo as number ST2663. Let's listen to side one.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, let's swing with Cannonball Adderley and the Quintet. Thank you.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. That's a tune written by Nat Adderley, who comes from a distinguished family. It's called Fun. Fun. F-U-N, Fun. That's something that you can do when everything is mellow. Actually, the only reason we played that is so that we could couple it with this other new composition of Nat's that's called Games. Because that's where it's at. Games.
Thank you.
games. Fun and games, ladies and gentlemen, by Nat Adderley, our brass section. You know, sometimes we're not prepared for adversity. When it happens, sometimes we're caught short. We don't know exactly how to handle it when it comes up. Sometimes we don't know just what to do when adversity takes over. And I have advice for all of us. I got it from our pianist, Joe Zawinul, who wrote this tune. And it sounds like what you're supposed to say when you have that kind of problem. It's called mercy, mercy, mercy. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Thank you.
Welcome back. What you just heard was the introduction, the song called Fun, which was followed by Games, and the last song was Mercy, Mercy, Mercy. Cannonball Adderley Quintet was composed of Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, his brother Nat Adderley on cornet, Joe Zabino on piano, Vic Gatsky on bass, and they were rounded out by Roy McCurdy on drums. Let's listen to side two.
Thank you very much. here for Delphia. A sack of gold.
Welcome back. We're sure glad you're still with us. What you just heard was Styx, which was followed by Hippadelphia, and side two was finished off with Sack of Woe. This album was one of Cannonball Adderley's most famous and popular albums. Thank you for joining us for another session of Vinyl Classics here at EastLAReview.com, internet radio station. Ciao, y'all.
That's like a wolf.